Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, a penny and a Tesla. Happy birthday to you. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another season, a brand new season, a brand new era of A Penny and a Peswa. I am your favorite host, Ursula Imra, and you are listening to season 4, episode 1 of A Penny and a Peswa. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today's episode is special because I've released it the day before our 3-year anniversary. And I just want to use this opportunity to say a very big thank you to everyone who has supported me, who has shared, who has followed, who has listened, who has provided feedback. I just want to say a very big thank you. When I listened to my very first episode and I listened to episodes from like last season, I can really see a very big change in not only production quality, but me as my growth as a host. And I have all of you to thank for that. So thank you so much for joining me on this journey. Anytime I come back into like recording after like taking a break for this season, it's like a baby learning how to walk. Like it comes naturally to me, but then also it feels very like I'm trying to find my pacing. So please bear with me in this episode as I fumble through. In the meantime, let's discuss some new things that have been happening with the podcast. If you've been following us for the last year and a half, you would have noticed that there's been a lot of changes in terms of the presentation and look and feel of the podcast. And that's continually happening currently as we are speaking. I want to dedicate this episode to filling out some of these new segments that we are adding, some of these new interaction points that we are adding into the podcast episodes and onto the social media. And I'm saying we for a reason. And we'll get to that later on in the episode. So while I catch my breath and drink some water and clear my throat, let's take a little break and we'll talk about what's new in the podcast. Okay, so let's get straight into all the fun stuff that is coming to the podcast. So every season I try and introduce at least one new segment, but this new era of A Penny and a Peswa, I don't even know how many new segments we're introducing, but we're introducing quite a bit. So just so that we can have a feel on how everyone's responding, how the community enjoys or does not enjoy stuff, so that we can pick stuff out or leave stuff in. If you have any suggestions, feel free to share them. But the first segment or feature, I don't really know what to call these, that I want to talk about is Notes from the Diaspora. If you follow us on Instagram, you probably already know what this is. But according to our Instagram, Notes from the Diaspora is your opportunity to share experiences, advice, or mishaps with our community. We want to hear about life in the diaspora from Africans across the world. It doesn't matter where you are. Please head over to the link in our bio and share your experience. Whether you're schooling, working, on vacation, we want to hear your story. Submit your entry at any time and get featured on our weekly Notes from the Diaspora posts, get featured on an episode of A Penny and a Peswa. And yeah, engage with the community. Get connected with the community. You can share your experiences by going to the link in our bio and filling out the Google form under the Notes from the Diaspora link. Again, this doesn't have a deadline. They're always open. Everybody's going to get a turn. So yeah, feel free to do that whenever you want to. We'll constantly put out reminders in case you forget or in case something happened and you feel, oh my gosh, I need to share this with somebody. And yeah, you can decide whether you want to remain anonymous or if you want us to share your identity. All that information can be found on the form. So yes, head over to our Instagram at penny_and_peswa and check that out. And whilst you're at it, just follow us, share our posts. We post a lot of fun stuff on there. We have some Monday motivation going out every Monday, African inspired Monday motivation. What else do we have? I'm doing a series right now called Meet the Host, which will later turn into another series because you can only learn so much about me. Like, I'm not that interesting. Apart from the podcast, I have no life. But yeah, another segment that I will be introducing, which it was something that has started and kind of stopped because I wanted to refine it, is called Diasporans You Need to Know. This segment is self-explanatory. Is that how you say that word? But basically, we're going to be giving you a little hot paragraph on a diasporan that you need to know about. Or, you know, it probably won't always be a first generation American, but most times it will be. In fact, today I actually have a diasporan you need to know to share with you. Why? Because I live in one of the best cities in the US. I know the articles, the news is saying otherwise, but that's their opinion. If you don't know this, I don't think I've ever shared this on here before. I live in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Not the first state you think of when you think, you know, a place for diasporans. And that's also part of the reason why I felt it necessary to create a first-gen American community, just because I don't really feel like I have a lot of that. Here, it's not, I'm not gonna lie, I don't go out a lot, so I don't be knowing what's going on in the streets of Colorado Springs. But anyways, if you've been paying attention to the news very, 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 very closely, you will know that a couple weeks ago, the second Black mayor of Colorado Springs was elected into office, and he is a first generation American. So his name is Yemi Molade. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He was born in Nigeria and will be the first non-Republican affiliated mayor since voting for Colorado Springs began. Do you know how many Mr. Presidents? Do you know how many mayors that is? I think he's the 42nd or 43rd mayor. But that's a lot of mayors who are all Republican. Look, let's not even talk about that. Anyways, Mulatti moved to the Springs in 2010 and helped co-founded two cafes, the Wild Goose Meeting House and Good Neighbors Meeting House, soon after his arrival. I know I just said I don't go out a lot, but when it comes to food, I be outside and I spend a lot of time downtown, and these two restaurants owned by Mulatti Yemi are located downtown. I've not had an opportunity to visit any of them yet because they're always busy, and now that he's mayor, I mean, they're probably going to be popping times like 10, so I don't even think I'll be able to get into the door. But I'm still going to be trying, so I heard the food there is really good. The vibe, I heard, is also really good. I love a good cafe vibe, you know? So I know one of them. I don't know which one is a cafe. So anyways, as an independent candidate, Mulatti united citizens of the city in a time when the country is politically divided, and I personally don't enjoy talking about politics that much, even though I studied it for 3.5 years in college. Like, I just need a break from that sometimes. So anyways, long story short, our city is progressing in a very positive way for the independent, in quote, candidate to win in a state that has been red for the last 41 or 42 mayors is very inspiring, and we're excited to see everything that Mr. Mulatti will do for the city. And yeah, I'm too hyped. I'm like ready. Early in the year, I was invited to one of his campaign events by a friend from college who is his campaign manager. And I'm so proud of her. It's because of her that I got involved in the politics of the city I live in, because I care more about federal politics than local politics. But it was a really exciting event, and it's been a really exciting journey to just see how he's been able to the paragraph said, unite the city in such a very divided time. So congratulations to Yemi, and I can't wait to see what you're gonna do for our amazing city. And with that being said, we'll take a little break, and right after that, we're gonna talk about another segment that I'm gonna be bringing onto the show. Don't go anywhere. So we're back, and we're gonna talk about the last segment. This is not the last one, but it's one of the more important ones that we're gonna be introducing to the podcast, and it has something to do with media. It doesn't have a good name. If you have a better name, DM me. Let's have a little chat. It's called Hot Shows. But basically, it's gonna be, you know, basically like a rundown or a rant about television shows, streaming shows that are really hot right now, and that relate to being, you know, first gen or African. That just makes sense with the whole idea of what a penny and a peswa exists for. So, and actually today I have a show to talk about, and obviously, if the show's multiple episodes, I'm not gonna come and sit here and talk about the whole season in one episode. So that's gonna be, you know, something to look forward to, something for us to always, you know, banter about, which I love. But today we're gonna be talking about young, famous, and African. I always want to say young, rich, and famous in Africa. I don't know why I always want to say something else. But we're gonna be talking about young, famous, and African. Now, I want to say young, famous, and African. It didn't come out a month ago, but it came out a couple weeks ago on Netflix. And because of you, I haven't watched the full season yet, just because that'd be too much information for me to process. But yeah, we're gonna be talking about the first three episodes. Did I even watch the third episode? I don't remember. We're gonna talk about the first three episodes in this episode. I didn't watch the third episode, so the first two. And then next week, when we come back, we're gonna, you know, do two episodes every podcast episode. And I'm still contemplating whether or not we will have these discussions when we have guests on the show, but we'll see. You can let me know in the comments if, you know, we should do that or not. Because, you know, we're a little community or whatever. So, and also, we still, guys, it's been 3 years and we've been trying to brainstorm a name for our podcast community. Talk about procrastination. And don't blame it on me, because I asked you all. So it's everybody's fault right now. But anyways, we'll talk about that later. I probably will put up a question tag on Instagram for that. But yeah, let's talk about it. Young, rich, and famous. I want to talk about the new people. Oh, is young, famous, and African? I want to talk about the new people who they introduced. We're just gonna run down the list. First person, Bonang. Again, I've only watched the first two episodes, so I don't know her personality yet, but I like her. I like her voice and I like her personality. She seems like a very hard-working, genuine person, and she just has a very lovely radio voice. And as someone who does podcasting, I just love very deep, rich voices. So I like Bonang. Fantana is like automatic that I have to like her, because she's the only Ghanaian in there, but then she's also like a baddie. I think she's gonna be really fun. She's gonna bring some spice and chaos to the episode, which, not to the episode, to the whole season, which we like that. We want a little, you know, something gingery, something peppery. Not really that Kanye will be taking over the whole thing. Anyways, and then Louis is what they're calling him. Louis, he's so fine. Louis is so fine. And also, I can tell from, this is also Kanye's fault. We're gonna talk about Kanye later. But Louis, it seems like he's a little bit lost in his place in the group. Like, I feel like he feels like he doesn't belong and he's gonna try, but he doesn't really want. I don't know, but we'll see as we progress. So yeah, now we're gonna go episode by episode, and I'm gonna ramble, and then we'll ramble on Instagram, and then we didn't move. So in episode one, here all I've written is Annie and Tubaba. I don't know what we can, as a society, as a community, as a penny and a peswa, what can we do to help our sister Annie? Because like, I've not seen anyone that love has like covered their eyes like she loves Tubaba too much. And this man is like barely interested. He's barely interested. Like, I don't know what we're gonna do for her. But she's like, I don't even want to talk about them too much, because for me at this point, Tubaba is not even the problem. The problem is Annie. Like, what marriage are you trying to keep together? Because there's nothing to keep together at this point, especially in the eyes of Tubaba. So I don't know why she's trying so hard. There's something there that she can't let go of, and only God can come and tell us what it is, because she needs help. She likes Sufferhead. Annie likes Sufferhead. Even thinking about it gives me goosebumps. Like, why? Anyways, Annie and Swanky. Let's talk about Swanky first. I don't like Swanky. Do you know, actually, If you watch The Real Housewives of Dubai, Swanky reminds me of, what's her name? Ayan. He reminds me of Ayan, but then he's more annoying. Like, I like Ayan, but then she can get annoying sometimes, but Swanky is just annoying all the time, and he's extra all the time, and it's like, he's doing too much for no reason. But I feel like his personality would be great if he wouldn't be doing all the extra stuff, you know? But yeah, whatever theatrics Annie and Swanky are doing over there, they should cut it from the storyline, because it's actually irritating and it's not really, I don't think it's benefiting the plot in an entertaining way. It's just irritating. Like, I also want to talk about, this is so sad, but I didn't know Nadia was dating. I don't follow these people when they're not filming. So if there's no season 3, season 4, I'm not going to be following their lives. Somebody like Annie, if I go and follow her, it's just crying. I'll be crying with her, because the way she lights this up her head, Swanky, he's just going to be twirling around in jewels. And somebody like Kanye, Kanye's just, she's always about chasing money. So anyways, but yeah, I really like Nadia, and I really felt bad when I was watching the episode. She's just talking about her new man. She was so happy. Only for this man. Oh. AKA's death was very unfortunate, and I hope he's resting in peace. But I think it's very interesting how when she was really happy and in love, she just lost that, and it's sad. And also, I don't even know if I watched the end, but they should have dedicated that episode to AK, just saying. But I don't have anything to say about the party they had. That was very, it was very tenuous and awkward. I don't know, it was just Diamond. Let's just start talking about episode 2 so that we can get into Diamond. Diamond is a dog. He is a dog, literally a dog. Like, and I don't remember where I saw this, but someone was saying that, oh, it's because of his English not that great. That's why he, and you know the person I was talking about when he said that he's going to manipulate Fontana so that he can get her or whatever. It's not because of his English, it's because he's a dog. Let's just set that straight. Like, he meant exactly what he said. Kanye is a self-proclaimed mother of all nations, and she needs to, somebody needs to knock her, because she's, when she when it went for that wine thing where she's supposed to introduce Lewis, and then she just started saying she just started saying fuck you to everybody. I thought I was on the floor. I was so taken aback, because where was that from? Like, she really gives me, I'm in charge of all of you and we need to have peace because I say so. She gives me those vibes. Like, she's very controlling and bossy, and like, I don't know, I don't like that. She's not my favorite person. She's very, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Also, on the note of Diamond is a dog, even though that was a point, 2 points ago, I think that in relation to Andy Lee trying to be with Zari, I don't see the problem. Like, so it's okay for Diamond to say he wants to manipulate Fontana, but it's not okay for Andele to actually have true feelings for Zari, and Zari to have the true feelings back. And she's not being forced into anything. He's not forcing herself on her. Like, he's gonna treat her 10 times better than Diamond ever will. So I don't know what that is there, but I really don't think Andy Lay has done anything wrong, especially if they're not like bros. Even if they are bros, it's not like Diamond is doing 10 times worse to other women. So why wouldn't you want the mother of your children to be with someone like Andy Lay? Like, I would be with Andy Lay. But then also, mind you, I've only watched up to season 2. So if anything nonsensical has happened, don't like put a pin in what I just said, you know? But yeah, I don't see anything wrong with Andy Lay and Zari being together. I don't think Diamond should date anybody. Like, I really hope Fontana just throws him away, because he's going to do the same thing he did to Fontana that he did to Zari to Fontana, if that makes sense. Anyways, oh yeah, and on that note, Fantana needs to make better choices in men. There's a whole Louis, I don't know, I want to keep on calling him Louis, like French, no, has tied my tongue. What's this? There's a whole Louis there. This nice, fine, beautiful man. And then you turn around and you go and look at somebody like Diamond, who wants to manipulate women and is very proud saying it. Like, and look, at her age, she should go for a man who doesn't have any baggage, because Diamond has, not that Zari's like bad baggage, but then with his behavior, he having kids and you know, being so controlling over his baby mama does not help the situation. So I definitely think that, I hope this happens later on. Look, if you want to spoil it for me, just send me a DM. But I hope Louis and Fantana get together, just because I feel like, yeah, even though I want him for myself, Louis and Fantana will go well together. But anyways, that's all I have on Young, Famous, and African this week. In the next episode, where we'll discuss it, we'll be talking about episode 3 and 4. But for now, after this episode, head over to the Instagram and leave your opinions on what you thought of the first 2 episodes of Young, Famous, and African. If you agree or disagree with anything I said, let's get a conversation going, you know, and have some fun on the socials. And we'll be right back after this break. And we are at the end of episode 1 of season 4. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you so much for coming back to listen to season 4. I am very excited for everything that is to come in the future for this podcast. We have so many more segments coming. So please follow us on Instagram at @apenny. Well, no, it's not that anymore. See, I changed the handle recently. Follow us on Instagram at @penny_and_peswa, so that you can stay up to date with any new segment we have, any polls, any questions, any community conversations we're having. If you want to help us select a new name for the community, head over to our social media. You can follow me on Instagram at @Ursula_Imra or @Imra. I remember my own Instagram handle. And also keep up with me personally, because yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything fun going on. I'm done with school now, so what do? I go to work and I come home and I think about my podcast. So if you want to follow me, you can. And on that note, let's get to the reason as to why I kept on saying we when I was speaking earlier in the episode. So, you've probably noticed, but we are assembling a team, and currently we are a team of 2, and of course we want to grow. So right now I'm working with an amazing graphic designer. His name is Joel. Joel, thank you so much for joining the team. You have been a really great help, and your graphics are amazing, but Joel and I need help. We want to grow and expand as a team. So right now we are currently looking for a social media manager and a community planner. And in the future, we'll have many more positions to open up as we grow and we're able to facilitate that, you know, bigger team. But in the meantime, if you're interested in either being a community planner or social media manager, head over to our Instagram, click the link in our bio, and fill out the form, and I will be reaching out to you personally to see if you are a good fit for the team. Aside from growing the team, This season, we are also going to have more guests. You know there's always going to be guests on every season. Last season, I had quite a number of guests. Even though I literally recorded my podcast in 3 different countries. This season, we're going to have more guests, more fun, more good times. You can never run out of good content if, you know, you have a community like we do here. So stay tuned for more episodes. Season 4 has officially launched, and we're back for bigger, for better. Thank you for 3, I don't want to cry, but thank you for 3 years of a penny and a peswa. Again, I really appreciate all your support. Heart hand emoji. And yeah, I will see you or hear you in the next episode. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend, your week, your evening. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Aslanma. Goodbye.